That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Lummy, what is Ashley pleased with your fate, with your scar healing?
Oh yeah, I mean you can barely see it now.
And you did, God, a couple hours ago we started getting into the fact that you made love last night after you guys decorated the tree.
Yes, we did.
This is the first time since the accident?
No, we've done it before.
She took him.
I took him. Her.
Can I get that? I hope I get that drop.
Nope.
You Lummy.
Yeah.
Lummy, I want everybody to 1,000% just hold the phone, because let me walk through what I think really happened. And you just had a subconscious moment there. And I want everybody to be quiet. But by you messing up real quick by saying I took him means
like a Freudian slip,
that she had some type of device on that made her look like a man.
No, my brain's working slow. I know I would love to let you go
to.
In.
But
Seth, how do you see, I mean, subconsciously, how does your brain slice that when you said I got took by him?
I think that he had an experience with a man last night. No.
It's a Freudian slip. I've read about this.
Yeah,
and I don't
yeah
think
great.
That,
I'm glad you read.
And right, throw it over to Anna.
I know,
over to,
I know
on
what it is.
Let me throw it over to Anna before you tell us what it really is.
I don't even think Ashley was around. I think it was the guy that helped load in the Christmas tree that Lummy hooked up with.
Might have been Pitbull.
Pitbull's out of town.
If you were to break this down Freudian slip-wise, what do
it's
we
like
got?
It's like your subconscious bleeding out, so you don't even, you're thinking about something and you're trying to say something else, but it just slips out and reveals the truth.
Never actually crossed the line and
something
did
like
something
this, you mean?
Right,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
No, and that's the thing. I what do you consider, I mean, I might have crossed the line. No, I don't, I consider crossing the line. You and I could have as much beef as we want. I know, we never,
By the way, Pitbull Toddler's doing caroling for spare change in the holiday season.
In Kansas City.
Yeah.
With their 79 Willie Nelson. Yeah. So, Lummy, did you get, I mean, you said.
No, because, I mean, listen, one circuit of my brain hurts. My brain picks up in the
dong,
headphones.
Dong, dong.
I heard Blitz say, I don't remember what he said. She took him, and I heard him, and then when I was saying I took her, but then it was him, and I just, everything gets jarbled up in there. I can't
you
help
said
it.
I took him. You said
I didn't.
Said,
mean, I mean, I took her. I took her hard. I took her good, and she liked it.
Liar.
You said.
Bent her over that table.
Imagine if Lummy's a father this time next year.
You said, Lummy, I took him.
Poor kid.
I don't know how you slice that any other way than it's a Freudian slip, and you know, you got a Ashley had a strap on.
No, it was gonna be her. It came out. No, like I took it. Like I took it good. You know, like I really hung up that tree and put those bulbs on. You know, and the
he meant he took
everywhere.
Her like if she was a guy.
No,
like rough.
Yeah, no. Why?
You know they're called ornaments, right?
What'd I say?
You keep calling them bulbs.
Yeah, the Christmas bulbs. We had little bulbs, you know, the bulbs with the little.
Okay. I bet ornaments probably hard to say.
Ornaments.
Ornaments.
I don't need that. We don't have any ornaments. We have the bulbs. Oh, the dog's got an ornament, but that's it.
Oh, Lummy's fighting with himself. Hey, Bubba, just put this on cruise control until 10. Lummy's going to carry the show. We haven't even gotten into the big charity.
No, I took her before and then I golfed, right? I pulled.
So,
what did he say?
He said died because I said died, so he said died.
Were you able to go get your charger or did it have you?
I got it. I'm back up and running. I'm charged up.
He's alive again.
Dude, you need a Tampa Tylenol?
I don't know right
that's
now.
The last
I'm
thing.
Spun
I
out
think,
of my brain.
I think he over.
Too many
I think he over. Tylenol.
You think he needs alcohol?
I think you. Yes. I think we need to start pouring.
Get this man a drink.
We need to start pouring this a depressant down his gullet.
Yeah, let's get some Touch vodka.
He's all TT'd out.
Wow. I'm good. I'm back.
You ain't good, buddy.
You're not good. You're not doing good. You've overserved yourself.
You are unwell.
Sometimes your setup gets away from you. Trust me, I know.
Runaway setup?
Yeah.
Runaway gimmick?
Anna had a runaway setup a couple
many
weeks
times.
Ago.
Wait, so this is the setup that's got him spun out today.
Oh, yeah. He did some kind of self-setup here. No.
No, it's not self. It's prescribed. I'm good.
You took it yourself, though.
What I'm saying is it's not my setup.
It's not street level.
This is all his own stuff, whatever he's done.
Self-administered.
Right.
This is prescribed, doctor-regulated. what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, but you still took it yourself.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
right.
That's what he meant.
Did you take more than recommended dosage?
No, not yet.
Isn't Adderall supposed to get you to focus?
I am focused. I am so focused. I'm reading words that go in my brain, and then they come out my mouth instead of what I'm actually thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. See, Bubba gets it.
Well, this is Lummy on all cylinders.
What about the dude that
and they're burning out?
What about the dude that you were with last night?
I wasn't with the dude. With Ashley. She had frecked up the sparkles on her Knox, and it was hot, and
she
I
had
took
freckles
her.
On
her. Oh, so she frecked
up the sparkles on her Knox.
No, whatever came off the bulbs. The ornaments that we're supposed to say ornaments now.
The ornaments.
Sorry, the ornaments. They got everywhere, and then we took it. I took it.
Wow.
I'm spun
it's
out.
Ornaments.
Ornaments.
That's at least in trouble right now.
Ornaments. I got it.
No, you don't.
You 0% got it. It's okay.
Mom.
I like ornaments too.
Ornaments.
You're wrong, Lummy. That's not right.
Lummy, it's not ornaments.
So what is it then?
It's ornaments.
Ornaments?
Yes.
Oh, there's an N?
There's no D in it. There's no D. Lummy, there's no D. There's only, you need to say an N where you're saying a D.
Oh, so ornaments.
Yeah. Very good.
There, see? Look at that.
It only took you 36 years to figure it out.
Ordnance. Say it.
I'm
going to try to get him. Now, what were you calling him a few minutes ago?
Bulbs.
The bulbs are on the lights. Those are the lights that are
But the circle things are bulbs too. Christmas bulbs. I guess those are lights too. Gosh.
Do you love me? The reason why, so your whole entire family, for you growing up as a kid because you couldn't say ornaments, your dad just dummied it down and says bulbs?
I guess so. I don't know. I was telling Ashley when we were putting the lights on that I always thought my dad told me that the most important job was putting the lights on, but he'd put me behind the tree on the corner that you couldn't see. But he said that was the most important job. And then I realized that it was the BS job because no one ever looked at the back of the tree.
So hold on.
You just now figured that out?
Hold on.
Hold on.
You're
35.
And
that story got her all horned up.
Lummy, you're saying that you were telling your girlfriend last night that it's
his
nice
fiance
to be able to decorate the front part of the tree because when you were a kid, your dad told you that you were in charge of the back part of the tree and it was the most important. So you'd go back there and just hang the crap of these bulbs and make it look pretty.
For the past 15 years.
But really, your family was ribbing you because they know that you're the worst at doing something. And so they wanted you to feel special. So they gave you the back of the tree with the ornaments.
Yeah, and that's what I'm realizing. I'm realizing that now as an adult that when I'm decorating a tree that no one decorates the back of the tree.
For the past 15 years, he's had the best back of the tree ever.
You kind of decorate the back of the tree. You just don't. It just doesn't have to be as good as the front part.
You always put the ugly part towards the back, but you still decorate it.
You still got lights back there. You still got some ornaments. You know, you still got some
globes,
some
bulbs,
bulbs, if you will. You still got some candy canes. You still got some maybe tinsel and stuff like that.
Well, no, because we put our tree, in a corner so you could never see it, even get close to the back.
I know, Lummy, but you should still, you didn't even put lights back there? You didn't even, keep them going in circles? You crisscross applesauce the lights?
No, we did back. I was just saying that I realized that it wasn't really that important of a job when she said, don't worry about making the back look really nice.
Which was completely opposite of what your dad used to tell you.
Yeah.
Because your dad wanted you out of his hair, messing around with the front.
Yeah, you just learned this
yesterday. Because you R-ing up the front, you put the R in the back, and that's all we're saying.
Yeah, I haven't decorated a tree since I was 15, so I really didn't know.
And what are the things that you have on hooks and you put them on the branches? Some people have their family's picture in there, and some people have little frosty ones, and some people have little winter solace ones, and they come on these little hooks and you put them right there on the branch.
I call them bulbs. You guys call them ornaments or ornaments or whatever you want to call them.
Or the name that they are.
Okay, whatever. Big job, blah, whatever. Ornaments.
What's big job, blah mean?
It's whatever you want to call it. You say this, you say that. You got a blob, you got a schlob.
Did you say big job, blob?
Yeah, it means whatever.
Like tomato, tomato?
In Latin, it's whatever,
In Latin, it's
Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, Hakuna Matata. It means whatever. And IGE 7375, $50 cash. Buy more ornaments.
Lummy, I'm going to let you cool down a little bit because we have to get into this whole charity deal. And I thought, what would cool you down? We have a new parody from John from Naples, a new parody element to close out the year. And this is about you.
He just put his head down.
Have we not? Are we done with Bubba? Are you over the fact of him having sex with a man last night?
I had sex with Ashley. She's very much a woman.
Do you have to call her?
She's very much a woman.
He's Italian.
He didn't have to call her sir. It's because she was wearing something that a man looks like we have stock. That's what she was wearing, and so he thinks it's a man.
I know. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
The best of both worlds. It's the woman that you love and are attracted to with a man apparatus, Willie.
Well, because we talked about it yesterday on Bubba Overtime, and Lumby hadn't experienced that since Valentine's Day, so it looks like the streak was broken.
No, maybe. It wasn't. I took her. I had stomach problems, so there's no way that happened.
You have stomach
problems? Oh, my God.
You have stomach problems.
Yeah, I had a little bit of from Taco Tuesday carrying over all the way to Thursday.
Oh, my God.
To Thursday.
Peppermint's good for a bad stomach. You should get her a giant candy cane.
So you're saying, buddy, the reason why there might not have been, the strap-on Willie deal is because you've been having some,
Yeah, and then I ate like 7-day expired lettuce on Wednesday, so yeah, I didn't want to waste it, and
so,
looked okay.
Are you saying you've become somewhat of a salad shooter since?
Yeah,
you didn't want to waste lettuce.
No, it's like $2.50. $2.50.
Exactly.
You got me running, acting scared out my mind. You got me buying things I don't even like. Don't shake me down. No, 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 no.
Pitbull. Pitbull.
I'll give you a 40 if you'll just get off my porch. Don't shake me down.
Pitbull shaking you down, Lummy.
You'll do the podcast if I give you some ends. How about some Miller Lite and just be my friend? Don't shake me down. No, 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 no. Pitbull. I'll give you a 40 if you'll just get off my porch. Don't shake me down.
How is Pitbull doing? Oh, he's in St. Pete visiting his great-grandma or something like that, right?
Yeah, probably on 49th Street.
49th and Olmerton.
Yeah, there's a hotel over there somewhere.
He's in jail. I mean,
is he in jail?
Lummy doesn't understand that when people say he's out of town, that means jail. Yeah. Lummy doesn't understand street lingo.
Lummy, within the African-American community that you live in, and when you go to your African-American friend who shakes you down.
And he's there every day, and he's been there every day since you moved in.
And you only talk to his wife when you have to because you're scared of her. And you ask her where your friend is, and she says he is out of town and leaves it real open-ended like that. Usually homie's in jail. Just saying.
Well, I mean,
maybe he is.
Have you tried to Google?
Willie Will 5, 1,000 bits. I don't know his real name.
I said, I actually looked up Pitbull. There's no Pitbulls in jail right now.
Where is he,
you
though?
You don't know Pitbull? You don't know your neighbor's real name?
He said it the first time I ever met him, but then he went off on something.
I got a Greg on one side of me and a Dwayne on another.
Yeah.
I mean, I know my neighbor's names, street legal.
I know my real neighbor's name. I don't know the guy
your
across
real
the street.
Neighbor?
Well, I mean, the guy's right next to me.
You mean is Pitbull squatting on a person's property? You
meant his next-door neighbor.
Yeah.
I know the guy to my left and the guy to my right. I don't know the guy like Caddy Corner, 11 o'clock.
Lummy, don't you find it strange that he's been there every single day of your life since you moved in and now he's just gone?
It's the holidays, man.
Do you miss him?
No.
He's been saving a lot of money.
Yeah. A lot of Miller Lights and Coors Lights are sick.
All right, so I'm going to go into words, Lummy, so I'm not running so very late because I got to come right back and we're just going to absolutely dive right into, no distractions, dive right into the fact that the charity situation.
They yelled at him.
You did a charity with your fiance a couple weeks ago, and it was a pub crawl in St. Pete, and it was
this weekend.
This past weekend, right. And it was with the charity this girl in St. Pete died while impaling herself on a window, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lummy said she was drunk trying to break back into her house.
Yes, and now, I don't know what type of charity, like what you be raising money for. Are you raising money for better safety windows or better awareness? What are you raising the money for?
Well, I guess it was for, I didn't know this either, but she had a kid and the money goes toward the proceeds for her child.
Well, that makes sense.
And she wasn't drunk?
No.
So, Lummy, you told the story the way I told it. on the air. Well, I don't know if we could even find the break or not, but
I really messed it up.
But so now, is the heat got back to Ashley? Because I'm assuming this was her friend, and her little girlfriend now who runs the charity heard how you described it and probably flipped out on Ashley, which means Ashley flipped out on you.
Well, no, I actually ran into them the other day, and then the lady flipped out on me to my face.
She heard it?
Yeah, it did somehow spread around that little circle quickly.
And she, the woman that is in charge of the charity for the girl that impaled herself while being drunk on a window?
Yeah, I dispersed her name.
You what?
Dismirched their name.
Well, you do what?
Dismirched their name. That's it, right?
He figures if he slurs it up, then it's right. Okay. Yeah, I dismirched.
I can't remember what it was.
No, hold on. No, nobody tell him. Nobody tell him. What did you do?
I dismissed her name. Dismirched. Smirched.
Okay, hold on.
Right?
Hold on.
Listen, I got a lisp now, all right?
Picking the wrong letters is not a lisp.
Let me just, let's just get through this, okay?
Dismissed. No. Ah. Dismirched. I dismirched her name. Read that. Dismirched, yes.
Nobody say it. I will. Nobody say
Can
it.
Can someone in chat help me?
Do not help him.
Give me a Brando. Come no, on. Cheers,
actually, guys, listen. Give him the wrong things and see if he'll say them. Say, Lummy, for sure it's this one. No, it's that
hold
one.
On. Because someone typed in dismissed and that's what he said.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. Let's just see, Lummy. Let's see if you can figure this out. What did you do to their good name?
Resmirched. Thanks, Big Red. You're a dick.
Resmirched. No, it's not resmirched. Okay, let me continue on.
Papa smurfed her name.
Someone give me the name. Dismirched. Dismirched. Dismirched.
Oh, somebody put disparaged, the real one in there.
Disparaged is one is one of them.
That's not the word you were going for.
UBO Brando, 1,000 bits.
Hold on, you could use that. I mean,
besmirched her name.
What not?
Besmirched.
Are you sure about that? Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Yeah. Say what
Phil
is
Docs
it?
Phil ruined it for us.
Thanks, Phil Docs.
I would immediately. Oh, I cannot. He's given way too much lady. I was gonna ban him. No, I'm just kidding. The big Phil Docs, big Phildo, Phil Dedetano, and all the Phils. Thank you.
My D's and B's rhyme together.
So, Lummy, I have
you
to
have
go.
A lisp.
Lummy?
Yes.
Lummy, I have to go into words. We have to do. I'm going to get on the dice in here and start sucking some stuff. But when I come back, we're going to talk about.
This face-to-face,
With the woman of the charity, of the girl who got drunk and impaled herself on a weather deal.
Warren loves getting pegged 1,000 bits.
So let me tell me about what happens when the charity director of the girl who impaled herself with a window while being drunk. This pub shit, that charity had a pub crawl. You participated. Then you came on the air. Like on Monday, I asked what you did over the weekend, and we got into, this, and you may have besmirched the great name of this girl, of this woman, and the director of this beautiful charity saw you this past, couple days ago?
Yeah, it was like Wednesday afternoon-ish.
And so pick it up from there. Tell us what happened.
Enough
of me, and let's hear about you, buddy.
I mean, we were out and we ran into the person that runs it and we were talking for a second and then she goes, I got real beef with you. And I kind of was just like, what do you mean? And then she said, one, it's not a charity, you moron. It's a memorial. But the money that we raised
she said,
goes,
you
to,
moron?
Yeah, goes to her son. And you didn't mention that. And I was like, well, I didn't know she had a son. And she said, well, shivering business, Eros is with 1,000 bits. And then she said, she wasn't drunk, you moron. She said actually other words. I just can't repeat them. And she said she wasn't drunk. She was actually trying to get into her house because she was trying to go pick up her son who was at the father's house. And her keys, she locked her keys in her house. So she broke the window with her hand, which I still think is whatever. And when she went into
unlock.
At least
you don't believe this BS story.
Yeah.
Now what now? Mommy, you completely lost me about the kid being over at the dad's house.
Oh, she was supposed to go pick up the kid from the dad's house. She locked her keys in the house.
Now, hold on.
She
didn't call
the
dad and say, hey, I'm having an issue.
The phone, everything was in this stupid house.
Was it just a normal little Johnny spending the night with his dad kind of deal, or was his dad violent and the house was burning
down?
No,
I mean, it was normal. I don't know. The lady didn't explain that. She just said that.
Are you even not smart enough to be able to argue back and said, well, listen, Janet, thank you for that. But the bottom line is, you know.
We talked about it on the radio. And we spread information about it, false information.
Well, I still think I was trying to argue the point. It doesn't make any sense why she would make a hole not big enough for her arm to go through.
You were arguing that with her, what, her mom?
No, the lady, her friend, like her best
friend.
All
right, friend. Let me hold on. So
did Ashley jump in and save you?
No, I don't know.
It wasn't a deadbolt.
Someone in chat asked if it was a deadbolt. It was a bottom lock.
All right, so let me hold on. This girl who was not drunk attempts to break into her home so that she can do what? Get the key to
unlock her lock on her handle. And I guess all this was on video because she lived above in a lawyer's office in St. Pete. And when she reached in, the glass slid her wrist all the way down to, like, her elbow.
Oh.
And even though she was a nurse, but her phone was inside, that when she turned around to stop it, she couldn't hold all it. And then she bled out on her front door.
Okay.
And the only reason they knew about it is because...
Is there a news story on it?
Man, Merry Christmas.
I have no idea. I didn't.
You said it was on the news.
You got pulled.
There's a video. I said because the only reason they knew what happened to her because they didn't know if someone murdered her, but there were surveillance cameras.
Now where's that at? Can you send me a link?
I have no idea. I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I don't. That's what the lady's telling me.
All right. So continue on.
And that how I besmirched her name, and that I made her sound like just some drunk moron.
And Lummy, you kind of did. Yeah,
I know.
Like
I feel
bitch.
Really bad.
Like Lummy, you know, 9 times out of 10, I want to stick up for somebody that's going against us. But at the bottom line is, you did really make, you know, said that she was drunk and all this kind of deal. Like you did just you got me messed up.
And then we didn't understand why you were drinking on a, you know, a pub crawl to support a drunk woman. It didn't just, make you.
Because drinking had nothing to do with it.
No, it was just to get more people out to the event and to, because people want to hang out and obviously pub crawl, especially
now,
during
did she
these
slap,
times.
Did she slap you across the face? Did you miss a Zolt $71.62?
No.
No.
I think I just got zoinked, Bill.
You got, yeah, you got zoinked.
Sorry. So Lummy, did she slap you across the face?
Or Eric Thousand Bits? No, she just kept reading me the riot act.
Did she have a boyfriend?
Or
a husband? Like, was he there sizing you up?
Did Ashley step in and say, get away from my man, bitch?
No, I felt like a dick. I mean, I was. I mean, I did really kind of throw this chick under the bus.
After
she's dead.
Did Ashley come to your defense?
Well, she told the lady to stop calling me really bad names. I mean, but that she just said we don't have to be going into name calling, that he made a mistake, and this was my first time ever going to this event. I mean,
hey, Lummy, guess what? You won't be going to next year. Next year,
I will not be going to that event next year.
Oh, yeah,
I am
like,
uninvited.
See that guy over there? He's the one that besmirched Janet's great name. Yeah. You know that she was not drinking.
Are you really uninvited? Did they say don't come next year?
Yeah, pretty much. They said we don't want you around when we're doing the bike ride.
Now, Lummy, did you get into the accounting? Be like, well, so how much did we raise, and how much does little Johnny really get? And like, where's it go, and who runs all that money? Like, you know, who's in charge?
Let's see your 501c.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, whip out your 501c3s there, baby.
No, when she faced me and called me a lot of mean, dumb names.
What was the meanest name she called you?
She just kept calling me the R word.
Well, oh my God!
How did you can do that?
Yeah, that's not good. Reject, of course, right?
Yes, yeah. I was a big reject.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. Does she know that? You know, that's not in public.
Well, I mean, how do you sit there and take that? I mean, I know honestly you made a mistake, but I don't think you deserve that. I mean, I can understand why they're hot, but you.
It was more me arguing about why she stuck her arm.
Lummy,
in
I wish
the
she would have Drew Garabbered you. I wish she would have smashed you right across the face. Right.
Oh, so Lummy's putting. So she's explaining the whole thing, and Lummy's saying, "Why did she do this?" After she's already.
So Lummy, you're arguing with her, like trying to do point counterpoint with her.
Well, yeah, on the whole, because I still didn't understand it when I found out the story. I still didn't understand why she did it, and I wanted to know. And I said it was dumb. Why wouldn't you take like a brick or something bigger, make a bigger hole in the window? You got to replace the whole pane anyhow. Why would you just do a little one to stick your hand through, like break the whole thing out?
The woman is dead, Lummy.
Well, Lummy, a lot of times people, not just women, you know, aren't the most mechanical in the world, and they can't think under really bad, quick circumstances. And so she just like, I'm going to put a little hole, like whatever her poor little thing was thinking. Lummy.
Well, I know
she wasn't
wrong.
She wasn't drunk. Her head did get slight. All the things that you were saying about it.
Yeah, I know.
If I was that woman, I'd be mad. You're lucky Ashley didn't break up with you over this.
I mean, she was mad that I said it too, and then I found out the story.
It's probably Ashley's friend. It's probably Ashley's friend because Ashley does all the charity things and stuff like that.
It's so a friend of a friend.
So she's well connected, you know, to the charitable world of Tampa.
Yeah.
The philanthropic world of Tampa. That's what Ashley does for a living somewhat, and this is probably one of her colleagues that has this, you know.
Yeah.
Brenda should have smashed a big hole, and when she smashed a small hole and her arm got cut off a foundation.
Yeah,
everybody's trying to take care of a poor little kid and stuff like that, and here you are. Let me besmirch their great name.
Yeah, I just needed I need to get the charity stuff
here's the deal. As much of a bad thing that you did early on, why don't we use this opportunity? And you could use this, you could send, if you really knew how to market and work, you'd get a hold of Caveman and get this air check, and you would send it to this fine woman. And that would be of you correcting yourself and getting everybody the right information, and very much as a man saying that you're sorry. I feel like I'm your father. I have to tell you what the right thing to do is.
Yeah, I am very sorry that I besmirched her name and everything she did, and no matter how or why she broke the window to put her arm through,
I
don't care anymore about
Lummy.
It. Oh, God.
Lummy.
That seems like a genuine apology.
She was doing so good until he jumped out of
the
plane.
She was saving lives, Lummy. She was a nurse.
But Lummy, you weren't doing well because you were like, you got to be soft and gentle. Not,
try again.
You know, not like mean and defiant.
And sarcastic.
I almost need some like some real gentle, you know, music. Like I'm sorry music, don't you think, Seth?
Yeah, I mean, if this is going to actually be sent over.
Yeah,
But again, she's banned Lummy from the charity, and she seemed to address Lummy in a very aggressive manner.
I understand.
So.
Let her be the aggressor. Let her have to live with that, and let Lummy knowing that he...
He's the bigger person?
That he's just, you know, trying to take the high road and be a gentleman. Be a gentleman and under a bad circumstance, you be the gentleman, right?
Yes, I'm going to be the gentleman here.
Take the high road, all right?
Yes,
so hold
I
on
will.
Here, Lummy. We got to make this official on me.
You also give, you know, you're giving Caveman some slate points as well because there's going to be a lot of mess ups here.
Oh, well, I'm a one take really.
Take one, and this is Lummy is sorry for besmirching the great name in this great charitable event.
Hi, I am very, very sorry. I apologize. I was insensitive.
Lummy. It sounds like you're reading a prepared statement. It has to be with your heart. It's got to be heartfelt. Be like, does this woman have a first name, just first name only?
Who?
The one that's mad at you.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Alice?
Yes, Alice?
Alice.
Alice.
Oh, Spitfire.
A-L-I-C-E.
It doesn't really matter how it's spelled, Lummy.
Alice.
Right?
Yeah.
Lummy, when you're going to say you're sorry to somebody, you have to first really know what their name is, okay?
Okay.
If it's Alice and it's Allison, it's going to piss her off. If it's Allison and it's Alice and you call her Allison, she's going to be like, that guy doesn't even know my name. That's how stupid he is. So what's her real name, Lummy?
Alice.
You're asking or you're telling me?
No, it's Alice.
Alice. All right. So you need to be like, you know, hello, Alice.
All right.
You know, like,
hello, like, Alice.
Not that you're Silence of the Lambs or anything like that. I'd be like, come on. Hold on, Lummy. Lummy is sorry. Take two.
Hey, Alice. This is Lummy from the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. I went on the air on Monday, and I besmirched your great friend's name. I'm very sorry about that. I had the whole story wrong. I'm a very, very dumb person, and I should have never went on the airways with all that misinformation. However I felt about the situation, my feelings should have not taken over at this time, and I'm so sorry.
Lummy, you don't want to say my feelings taken over. You were wrong in every way, shape, or form. What I thought was completely wrong.
So I gotta...
Lummy, if you can't say feelings when you're saying you're sorry when you're wrong on something... You dumbass, you're just wrong. You hear me?
Yeah,
you're
I'm
just
wrong. Okay.
There's no feelings involved. Lummy, facts, not feelings. You hear me?
Yeah, facts, not feelings.
All right, hold on. What's the keyword here, Lummy?
I'm just wrong. Facts, not feelings.
Yes, right, hold on. Facts, not feelings.
Feelings.
Take three.
Okay.
He's writing that down.
Lummy is sorry.
Okay. Hi, Alice. This is Lummy from the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. And on Monday... I besmirched your great friend's name, and I'm very sorry. I have learned from Bubba the Love Sponge, who is a great charitable man himself.
Stop. Don't put me part of this. Absolutely keep me off of this. And in fact, what I think you should say is after speaking with my boss, Bubba the Love Sponge, the greatest radio broadcaster of all times, he has shown me how wrong I really was.
Okay.
Keep me out of it.
Well, you want me to say that, right?
I mean, keep me out of it until you're putting me over on the deal. Don't put me in on it. Don't put me in on it, bitch. Put me over on it, stupid. Lummy. Here we go. Right. Take four.
I got this.
Lummy keeps me out of it. If he's going to mention me, he's going to put me over. Lummy, I'm sorry. Facts over feelings. Is this four or five, Lummy?
Four.
Take four.
That's it.
Take four.
Hey, Alice. This is Lummy from the greatest radio personality ever, Bubba the Love Sponge Show. I just want to say that I'm very sorry for the way I spoke on Monday. I besmirched the great name of your friend who so badly took her life.
Do you mean so tragically?
Tragically.
Not so badly.
Seth, can't you help me out here?
No. Seth, let me step in and say, no, Seth may not help you, okay?
I don't want anything to do with this one.
Seth can't be there every time to help you through life when you're supposed to tell people you're sorry.
How long are they going to make this stupid thing?
Lummy.
Don't send this part.
Lummy, I'm not sending this. That's why I said... Lummy, do you remember that I needed to take up points for K-Band to be able to edit it?
Yeah.
You dumbass!
Right. And then right after you said that, Lummy said, I'm one take Willie?
Yeah, we're now... By the way, Lummy, we're starting take five because you're such a buffoon.
All right, I got this. It's going to be short and quick.
take five... Lummy, sorry.
It's not a charity. It's a memorial, you idiot. Yeah.
Facts. Lummy, facts over feelings.
Yeah, facts over feelings.
Keep me out of it. Take five. Lummy is sorry.
Hey, Alice. This is Lummy from the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. Internationally syndicated. Most popular DJ there is. When I spoke on Monday about the tragic passing of your great friend, he took me to the side and he really read me a riot act and told me how wrong I was. And he is such a great individual. Even PETA sent him a Christmas gift.
You make me sound like Kim Jong-un. I'm really, really very sorry for what happened.
How are these getting worse?
I'm a dictator. I mean, Lummy, I am genuinely sorry for what happened to our friend. In fact, I'm the one that's calling you out on the carpet for being a complete insensitive numbnut. But don't shoestring me in this deal. Put me over. Keep me out. Say it.
Okay, I'll keep you out.
I think you gotta stay out.
Keep me over. Keep me out. Say it over. Put me over. Keep me out.
Put you over. Keep you out.
God, standard 101.
Keep him out, Lummy.
Keep him out.
Keep me out.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. Keep me out.
Keep you out of it.
Oh, are we on 6, 7, or 8?
This is 6.
Okay.
Done here. Sorry. Ready?
Have you ever apologized before?
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty good one going.
Society always lets him just make stupid apologies because they're like, listen, that's the best it's going to get with this dumbass.
And like, this guy needs to just shut up already?
Yeah, exactly. He, poor kid, look at him. I mean, can you imagine him walking a day in his shoes? I mean, look how dumb he is.
He used to run a $1 million company.
Used to.
Hmm.
So did I.
It was taken away.
Several. All right, here we go. Lummy is sorry. Facts over feelings. Keep me out of it. Cut 6 and action.
Hey, Alice. This is Lummy from the Bubba Love Sponge Show. And on Monday, I'll be smeeched your friend's name. Be smirched. God. All right, listen. I'm sorry, all right? I'm sorry that I came up with the wrong story, and I've already apologized to your stupid face. So I don't want to do this anymore because I've already said I'm sorry. And Bubba, I'm sorry that I suck at making stupid apologies to something stupid. And I'm sorry. I just crumpled on my football picks, but guess what? I am sorry. I am so sorry that I even said a single word on Monday about the stupid thing I did over this weekend. But you know what? Guess what? You got my money for this thing, and hopefully little Johnny gets a freaking good Christmas present from me. And that's all I have to say. That's it. Let me out. Done.
Case closed.
Case closed. Team cut it. 8:45. Only take I'm doing now. Sorry, Bubba.
Stockholm.
Stockholm. I'm done. My sheet's all messed up. I'm good.
That might be one of the funniest outbursts in the history of this radio show. Lummy, that's red letter stuff, cousin.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What are you apologizing for?
He doesn't know.
Even when he does good, he says he's sorry.
Finally, some
That'd
passion.
That'd be like a guy scored a touchdown. He goes, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry I hit the winning shot. My God.
You know why Lummy had such a hard time apologizing was because he wasn't sorry.
Because he's
you
not
know,
sorry.
We needed to unlock that. Finally.
Except you imagine a guy goes up, hits a home run, and turns to the pitcher and goes, sorry, man. Sorry. Sorry.
And then finally he gets to third base like, you know what? I'm not sorry anymore.
Yeah.
I'm
getting ready to touch home plate for a run, bitch.
I forgot that I'm supposed to beat you.
Oh, my God, Lummy. For real, buddy. Oh, Lummy.
Ayo.
Oh, Lummy.
Hello.
Don't think I don't have the pulse of the people and the pulse of what should the right thing to do when somebody nails a performance. Yes, Dan can walk in with a $7,000 tracksuit with a couple of one-liners and 49 stitches on a Tuesday.
Hold on a second.
What?
Will this be the first time anyone's ever held multiple belts?
Oh, I'm trying to take that apology and suck it out!
Oh my God, Lummy, you should recut it to Alice and says, and bitch, I'm the first two-time belt holder!
I'm the first two-time belt holder, bitch! So take your hand and shove it up your ass!
Lummy, if you could please come up here and grab the champion's belt. You are now the new champion.
This is like the Ultimate Warrior. When he carried the Intercontinental.
Oh, my God, he did.
It was so over.
Hope he doesn't Ultimate Warrior himself out of the business because he died.
Yay, Lummy.
He blew his heart out. Steroids. Lummy, look at that, Lummy.
Oh, look at you.
That's a big boy deal. God, Lummy. Look at you, Lum.
Don't look at him. Don't look at him.
These are hard. Biggie, 737 5,500 bits.
That also comes with Lummy. I mean, that's to denote the champ may have spoken or just said. The only thing that would have made that whole rant better, Lum, is if John Cena's music would have been playing underneath it. You know what I'm saying?
What?
No, it would make it a copyright violation.
We can't use it.
Lum.
Yes, sir.
Do you think you're going to get heat for your heel like sorry deal?
And do you care?
He does care.
I care about. No, I don't care. You know what? I'm actually just mad. I'm sorry. But I don't care about Alice. So you know what? Whatever. It is what it is.
You're not sleeping with Alice now, are you?
No.
She didn't mean nothing to you.
Nothing.
I mean, right?
Nothing at all.
Yeah, Ashley starts getting mad at you, then you need to be worried about it.
Yeah. Then I'll come in with a real apology. But until that day.
They're all going to be fake.
That's it. That's how it is.
God, Lummy, look at the hardware you got on your shoulders, buddy. Look at that shoulder hardware.
I mean, this wasn't even thought out. This just happened, Bubba.
I mean, that's the way the belt change is supposed to happen. That's exactly
what I envisioned. Look how good that looks right there.
Seth, that's what I envisioned. Somebody just absolutely knocks out a walk-off yippee-o and wins the game with, that type
of
creative
did Dan
content.
What did Dan do to drop the strap, though?
Well,
fixed Lummy's face.
You don't have to do necessarily bad, but when a guy does a better high spot than you to get you in the initial high spot.
Dan's going to be bent tonight.
If Dan came off the top, Lummy just came off the top of the ladder and grabbed the briefcase.
Wow.
Money in the bank, Lummy.
Congrats.
Oh, boy, there goes my gift.
What do you mean?
Were you going to get something from Dan specifically?
I don't know, but probably not anymore.
Oh, you think that Dan's not giving everybody an individual gift?
Oh.
He doesn't strike me as...
He's certainly not giving me a gift.
Yeah, what do you think? Dan's giving everybody an envelope?
Seth already got his envelope.
Like Babyface and Kevin did?
Dan's a man.
I got to go into words. I got to regroup here. I think I just forgot I had to do something.
Oh.
I think I'm getting ready to have one of those nurse-like anxiety attacks, and I didn't even
You're going to pass out?
And
we need to hold you up?
And I didn't even get a
Nobody's
vaccine.
Nobody's going to be able to hold you up.
Hold on, I'll be right back.